morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty, 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 duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Hey, Alex, thanks for calling in.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Holy shit, that was quick.
Thank you for taking time to call for listening. I'm glad that you're an avid listener.
Oh, well, I'm always listening to, fellow patriots out there. and I'm a big fan of More Like Radio. So, that's pretty much all I have time to do is pretty much listen to podcasts. I'm up doing cocaine in Austin, Texas here, pretty much around the clock.
Wow.
It's pretty stepped on shit, so...
So I hear you made a real documentary about how Sandy Hook was an inside job.
Well, I mean, we all know at this point. I mean, the facts are out there, and I think we all agree that Sandy Hook was a hoax. And it's we got to get the facts out there. And I think now with making a murderer, I think is a perfect time to seize that opportunity and let people know that. We have a scary Muslim president who makes up dead babies and cries like a bitch on television.
No.
I mean, this is all, these are facts, people. I mean, this goes way back. I mean, dating back into the 80s, many of the high schools that John Hughes movies were about were, in fact, made up schools with entirely fictional people.
Hold on. Are you saying the Breakfast Club with some sort of false flag operation?
I'm saying look it up. I mean, I've got the documents. The Breakfast Club, that dean is not actually a real accredited dean at all. It's not actually an actual educator at all. You can look it up. He's on IMDb. The government's known for this. It's gone on for years. I mean, you're looking up Operation Better Man, Operation Pearl Jam. These are all, these are real documents. Documented accounts of things that have happened.
Okay, at this point, Alex, I believe that you're just naming Pearl Jam songs and albums.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter and Facebook. Sorry, I was distracted. I was trying to set something up here in Ustream, but there's a line through my face. I don't know why. Anyway, doesn't matter. Welcome to the show. Today is January 13th, 2016. I keep fucking up the 2015-16 thing all the time. Like, when I'm uploading shows and stuff, I always fuck up. Always, and put 2015.
Is it because the 5 and the 6 are too close together on the keyboard?
Dutch, try now that you're muted.
Here's how you do it. Just remember that it's 16 now, not 15.
Is that a life hack?
Yeah. You can use that.
Dutch, your life hacks suck.
I'm very good at them.
Your life hacks are the worst. Welcome to the show, everybody.
It's good for intros.
Marito, call me Sarkeesian Lopez, is here.
I am here.
John the Leisure Santeri. And Cousin Joe Coletta's going to join us in a little bit.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He is.
Oh, I wasn't ready.
Because, Marie, you sent me that. Dutch is going to wait. Marie, you sent me that lovely rap song.
Yes.
And it's about making a murderer. So we're going to play it. And I know Joe wants to talk about the show. Oh, and of course, Joel Dutch, I rung it in. I do the humpty hump. Come on, I do the humpty hump. Check me out, John.
I love Digital Underground.
No. Look, you know the worst part was this week? Normally, I don't know what it's going to be, but this week I did know because he was testing it out right before the show, his audio levels. So I was already angry before the show because I knew this was coming.
Oh, you heard it?
Yes. You didn't pot it down. You didn't pot it down.
Oh, damn it.
So I heard it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Crikey, as they say.
Crikey? Why? What's the matter there, little Roycey?
Okay, I just, every once in a while, I want to try my new
accent. Did you lose a little shrimp from the Bobby?
I just got to work on accents. It's kind of bothering me. I have one character.
Pastor Royce?
Yeah, I have one. I used to have two.
Dango ate your baby, didn't it, then?
I used to have two, but Brent really isn't an accent. It's, more of a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So,
and you never even use Brent anymore.
I really know Brent's gone away. I don't know what happened.
I'm okay with that.
Brent, well, if you always need your wife wingman, Carlos is here to help.
God, Carlos, Brent's life wingman was my favorite. Brent's character grew.
I forgot that we combined those two.
Brent's character grew.
You guys combined those two.
Brent characters grew
Carlos
so big.
Carlos came first, and then Brent came second.
I think because you took sugar off your diet, because you're not drinking your Orange Crush.
That's right. He did like
he
Orange Crush.
He loved Orange Crush.
John, why do all of your characters have a favorite soda?
John, I told you,
they
John.
They all do have a beverage, don't they?
John is like Rain Man with these things. He's not just good at impressions, but like he lives their life in his head. So he needs to know.
Listeners who are like newer to the show, like we used to have a shitload of characters back in the day.
Well, the thing was, like, I would always make these characters, and then, like, a week later, we would be like they just, the people of the show just wouldn't acknowledge them anymore, so I'm like, okay, here comes another one.
Well, a lot of them, like, were based off of news stories, so it was just, like, it'd be, like, someone named Brent or whatever, and then we'd just, like, kind of make up, like, a backstory and go with that.
Hey, but what about the Pit-Duck, eh? Come on. The hummingbirds with the ginger ale. Hey, there's another drink along with the hummingbird milk.
See, it really was a cavalcade of fucking funny voices.
And don't forget about Juanita.
Oh, God.
She was everyone's favorite.
Oh, it just so happens that I'm here, and I'm sitting by the side. I've sent you so many DMs, Marie, but it's okay. You're busy with your work and other things.
Yeah, I don't get on Twitter anymore.
I just now realized how much that sounded like Miss Piggy.
Oh, yeah. We always said it sounded like Miss Piggy.
Yeah, I didn't ever.
You guys always, you always joke about that stuff all the time.
Okay, let's leave Juanita alone. Let's try to focus here.
I'm pretty sure that Juanita was Dennis's favorite character.
Did he hate Juanita?
He hated her. But yes, John.
Half the shit that we do is just to piss off half the listeners.
Yeah.
We remember what character pisses off what person and utilize
that. I think
Juanita
used to like message or call him on the phone and leave voicemail messages.
Yes.
You would call Dennis.
Yes.
That makes me happy.
We did tell John to call Dennis a few times and leave Juanita voicemails. But yeah, no, John, you were the king of just throwing out a new voice every time we needed one. And, they haven't been forgotten. They're well loved and we still like to hear them from time to time.
How about the fact that I was 12 hours away of making Subaru guy an actual Nissan thing?
Yes, I remember you tried to actually use your Subaru guy.
No, didn't try. Did it. Succeeded. And then they just scrapped the whole project.
Succeeded.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they scrapped it, it didn't really succeed.
Didn't you have an Australian adventure? John the Gay Explorer.
That was early on.
When I first joined the show.
Back in the day.
Yeah, but I just stopped getting funding.
Okay.
That's not an Australian accent.
Well, he wasn't Australian.
No, he wasn't Australian. I was going down a trail of thought of what it was that I was thinking of. And it was John the Gay Explorer going on adventures.
I'm
going
to apologize that I brought this up. I really do not like the fact that we've gone down this road. There's no need for it.
Sometimes it's nice to remember where Hippo Juice came from.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Well, you were the one that started it with Brent.
No, I just said crikey. This is how this all started. Okay? So,
and you are like, I don't have enough character voices.
You're right. I sound just like that.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
My God.
It's
did you play back the audio?
Royce.
Did you play back the audio?
No, that
exactly
was
exactly what he sounds like.
That was you?
That was me.
Wow. I was like, who is that? I'm not talking. My mouth isn't moving. It was weird.
But like, it's not my fault that I have a frontal lobe of like, you know, hits on file.
Frontal lobe of hits?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my only character that I can do isn't really an accent. It's just me immobilizing one side of my mouth. Oh, I know how to immobilize one side of my mouth. That's the only thing I can do. I cannot do accents, so I hope that makes you feel better.
Just call it stroke mouth. Just call it what it is.
Yes, I can do stroke mouth. All right.
Well,
I remember when you first did Greta, that killed me.
Yeah, no, her Greta is fucking on point.
And you know what? I just had to take a little side note for Donald Trump.
Okay. I don't think I have any voices that I do. Oh, I used to do Stone Cold.
Oh, yeah. But then
you
always,
used to. You still do.
It hurts your voice.
I haven't done it in a long time.
Okay.
I don't have confidence in it anymore.
Why not? Take a stab at it.
No, I'm good.
No, he won't do it now. That's how Dutch is. He gets very finicky with his impressions.
I just don't want to beat things into the ground like nothing we do on the show.
That's so unhippo juice of you, Dutch. I don't even know what to tell you.
Yeah, that sounds like a John thing.
Yeah, that sounds like Charlie work.
Sounds like you got some problems you got to work out, buddy.
Okay, I'm waiting for Coletta to hop on, but while we do that...
Oh, I didn't know that. Is he like supposed to come on like right now?
Yeah,
should we yell at him? So show not,
he's there. I mean,
oh, he's... He's probably waiting for me to call him. Why didn't you just say so?
Hey, Marie, call him.
All right, I will call Joe right now.
Good job. That's like the behind-the-scenes stuff right there.
I haven't talked to that sunken-chested idiot in a long time. I miss him.
Joe, are you on? I can't tell. I can't tell if he's on or not because he's on my Skype. Doesn't seem to be ringing, but I don't hear him saying anything.
Well, probably hasn't turned his mic on.
We'll figure it out. Anyway... we were talking about Making a Murderer yesterday, and I know, Dutch, I know you haven't had a chance to see any of it yet, but well, the Brendan Dassey's what is his Marie's brother?
I guess
Bobby Dassey?
I think
Brad
it's his
Dassey.
I think it's his
nephew.
Brother.
Nephew.
There
thank you.
Hey,
thank you, Joe.
Coletta. Hey, what's up, fellas?
I thought that was Bobby Dassey.
His name is Robert Paulson, and also Brad Dassey. Well, he came out with this really, really good rap song. It's really good.
Oh, no.
No.
About Brendan and about Steve and Avery. So you guys want to check it out with me? We're known for dropping the beats. And by the way, Coletta, this is all your fault. You're the one that got me into this documentary. So
yeah, but I didn't turn you on to a rap song.
I did.
This is palm sweaty, knees weak, arms spaghetti.
Okay.
I did because I'm more annoying than you are, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to hear it, 8 Mile. Let's hear this. Dude, the beats already?
Yeah.
Sick.
Injustice slammed in the face of two innocent people. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. No. Come to your senses. Everything is just foolish. Things clearly show that it was just a joke. Cops were only there just to prod and poke. Not a fair trial. Not a fair game. Hold things back. Just a lie and shame. Innocent girl. Just gone missing. Puzzle is broken. People upset. Just a bad bet. He's suspicious. She's suspicious. Everybody thinks these two just did it.
Right, I got it. I got it.
Yeah.
This is, wasn't this is something this this is a band that the prosecutor hired to make this song to make people think he's guilty, right?
To discredit them.
Hold on a second. Wasn't this the kid that was on that took trial and basically like threw Steven under the bus saying that he did it? Because I remember there was another death.
Wait, who is this? This is the uncle?
Brad Dassey. I think it's his nephew?
Because there was
Brendan
Dassey.
Dassey's the nephew of Steven.
Yeah, but who's Brad Dassey?
I think Brad
I've
is
never heard
Brendan's
of Brad.
Brother.
Brendan's brother.
I think.
Wrote a rap song.
So this guy, Brad, who's Brendan's brother and Steven's nephew.
Too many names.
Wrote this rap song to with the power of music.
Seriously, this is from them?
Yeah, free, no, this is Brad Dassey.
This is a family member, yeah.
Family
free
member.
This the family member.
Like, yeah.
Which I also believe that he couldn't bring this to the jail where Brendan is to hear it. So I think he's going to have to do a live performance so that Brendan can hear his good work.
Ball like in Airheads when they go to the jail and perform live?
Yes, exactly like that.
Trick question. Lemmy is God. Steve Buscemi in that movie. Not many people don't talk about Airheads that much, but rewatch it. Steve Buscemi's
that movie's
really
awesome.
Good. Yeah.
Now,
never seen it.
For people,
you've never seen. Hold on. You've never seen Airheads?
That's the reason why I just said I've never seen it.
Oh, I've also never seen it.
Brendan Fraser. Come on, man. Adam Sandler. Chris Farley.
Keep naming characters. I've never seen it.
We're talking pre Mummy Brendan Fraser. We're talking post Encino Man. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Oh, Joe, I was obsessed yesterday with the feminine voice of the prosecutor. You know, we're going to prove here without a shadow of the doubt.
He sounds like such a kid toucher.
Right? It's creepy, right?
And then have you seen the entire series, yep. Last episode?
Yep.
So I don't know if you want to, like, it's not really spoilers, but saw it came out in the last episode about him.
Yep.
Yep.
And that was not a shocker at all.
The text, yeah, that he was sending text messages to a domestic abuse victim.
Not just that, the girls that were beaten up that he was defending.
Yep.
Sending texts going, you might be all hot and cute, but I'm the prize. I'm the attorney. I'm the prosecutor.
$350,000 house.
Yeah, I'm the one
you
with
see
the
my house?
Just a complete fucking mental case.
I have season tickets to the to the Packers. Come on.
You sound like a gay.
So yeah, I mean,
and they disbarred him for that, of course. And
yeah,
now
hearsay. For 6 months, right?
No, forever.
Forever, for real?
He has his own little private law firm whose number I have on a post-it note that I'm getting to sometime soon.
Oh, no. Yes, I am excited for this.
Yay, Vincent time.
On the next episode of Making a Murderer, season two.
Season two, it's all Coletta's prank calls.
Oh, fuck.
If I lived in Wisconsin, yeah, it would be.
Oh, God.
So if I were unconvinced by the documentary, would I be convinced by listening to the rest of this rap song that they're innocent?
Such a whirlwind, got the whole world talking trash. Just stick to the facts, leave alone Mr. Kratz. Dude's trying to run, trying to hide. Random Minnesota, give the guy a soda. Just trying to live.
Give the guy a soda.
Random
Minnesota. Who's trying to hide? What?
Random Minnesota, give the guy a soda.
That's a good rhyme.
Number one, if you live in Minnesota, you call it pop. So we'll start with that. This guy doesn't know his areas very well. Now, look, do I think
this guy's flowing hard?
Do I think that they were framed? Absolutely. Are they a bunch of retards? Yes, also. They are dummies. You know, there's no denying.
Well, now, again, do you think
it goes with the territory of living in Wisconsin?
Royce, I know this is an off-air question, but I have to ask you on air now. Are we going to do a separate show just about?
Yes.
Okay. I want something. Okay.
Yeah. We want to do a show about this. We talk about
it. We have to.
It's so interesting. But, Joe, I really, really enjoyed the documentary. I've also seen the evidence that they brought up later.
Oh, the stuff that they posted on blogs and shit that were left out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes him look like a shittier person, the whole cat thing. I mean,
he's not a good person.
I want to kill anyone that hurts animals like that.
Yeah.
But.
Because I like animals.
It really has
something
to do with what he was tried for.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And what he was tried for, you know, it doesn't matter. And they, it's not whether he did it or not. The point where I lost it, Joe, was when the prosecutor goes, it doesn't matter if the key was planted or not. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
I was fucking screaming at the TV. I'm like, what the fuck? Of course it matters.
Royce,
how
you
about
lost
every.
It.
Every time you see him in the court, his finger grows darker and darker around his wedding band because his fingers are so fucking fat.
Oh, he does have these sausage fingers. They're really bothering.
It was disturbing because they were so pale and so fat. That's the disturbing part. It was so pale and so fat.
Like German sausage.
Where are the sausages?
Yeah, it just looked like raw pork.
Yeah. But and also, wow, Brendan put on some weight.
Yeah, Brendan.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan is turning into a lesbian trying to become a man.
Yeah, he really does look like Chaz Bono. Like, really?
Like, what's his name from the newest Fargo?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen what he looks like, but just that description by Marie lets me know exactly what it looks like now.
Dutch, look at the screen. The kid all the way to the left. That's him.
In the gray shirt.
I know I joined a little late. So, Dutch, are you the only one that hasn't seen it yet?
I fell asleep halfway through the first episode. So,
because you're bored or you're tired?
Both. Not bored. I wasn't bored. I was just really, really tired.
Okay.
So, but are after
you
we
plan
yeah,
on
we
finishing
broke,
it, I'm just
we
curious.
Broke it down last night. And I'm definitely going to finish it. So,
well, okay. I think we should also finish the song.
Oh, yeah. Let's drop the beat. God. Let's drop the beats.
It's life. Why you gotta talk smack? They didn't do it. They didn't do it. No. Come to your senses. Everything is just foolish. Things clearly show that it was just a joke. Cops were only there.
Now, was this co-written with Ice-T?
I believe so.
Not a fair game.
I hate white people.
Just a lie and shame. Innocent girl just gone missing. Puzzle is broken. People upset. Just a bad bet. Torn apart from the start. Across the vein, nothing but blood and...
Now, in GarageBand...
Here's the thing. The beat doesn't suck, but no, everything else does.
In GarageBand, what preset loop is that? Because... I know that this guy.
Awesome.
No,
I think it's a trial edition of Fruity Loops.
Fruity Loops. Or did he connect his Casio keyboard and it hit demo?
Store mode.
Storm mode. All the lights are going on.
The blood, they say everything's just a shame in their evil game. Locked in a cage, they lied to their face. Injustice, such a disgrace. Got to their brains, twisted their claim. Everything's just a sham. Lock, boom, bam.
Oh, what?
A lot of passion there.
It's a lot.
He must be a fan of
Bam.
He must be a fan of Nicki Minaj.
This is a white guy. Keep that in mind.
Right, but it sounds like a Nicki rhyme scheme.
When you first started playing it, I didn't know who it was from. I honestly thought it was a black guy.
No, definitely a white guy.
I heard that you like to make rap songs. So what we did, we went to West Coast Customs and we got you a demo reel. Okay. You just been pimp.
Okay, thank you, Exhibit.
They didn't do it. No! Come to your senses, everything is just foolish. Things clearly show that it was just a joke. Cops were only there just to prod and poke. Not a fair trial, not a fair game.
I wouldn't call it a joke.
Things back, just a lying shit.
So this is what Tupac has been doing all this time.
Just a bad bet. Every day I wake, alone I break. For my brother. For
you stole that from Korn, you son of a bitch.
By the way, we decided yesterday, Joe, it would have been great to have you on. We were talking about white trash bands.
White trash rock.
Like what are some white trash rock bands? And God, there is a lot of them.
We went through a shitload. Just listen to like the last hour of DNR.
Seether, for example.
Oh, I think it started out. We were talking about Saliva, and then we just went into all the white trash rock bands.
Don't start again. I had to leave the show because you went over 12, and I was.
We're not gonna start again. I'm just gonna point this out. Saliva is playing a strip club in Davie, Florida, and John's gonna go see them.
You got to get an interview with them. Bring a recorder along with.
Yeah, the flute. Play the recorder flute for school too, in front of them. That'll be great. Be like, yo, check out this dope beat.
And I black out. I wake up and a recorder's halfway sticking out of my ass.
Also, Joseph, after this song, I want to talk about that video you posted on Facebook.
Oh, by all means.
Thank you.
It was fantastic. We talk about it now. I don't want to hear any more of the song.
Well, he's not fine. You know
but
what?
How are you going to know if they're innocent or not if you don't finish the song?
I'm okay, Marie. I'm good.
Now, before we move on, Joe, are you going to just like throw away the documentary you made because this one was so good?
Might have to.
That was so mean.
Actually, bitch, it was inspirational because it was filmed over 10 years.
That's a good
point. And that's how long it took to get picked up. So
that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Oh, you're using it as an excuse for how long you're taking.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? I actually was hoping he was going to take a while, and I'm not even being sarcastic. I appreciate ones
why
that like.
You
know,
sorry,
you collect video. Good stuff instead of just going, "Hey, you're my friends."
And I agree. I'm yeah, exactly. Take your time. You want it to be good.
Is that what Nathan's doing with our cosplay documentary?
No, Nathan just stopped. He stopped caring.
Yeah.
But I do.
That's what they're doing with the station app.
Now, Coletta, I pulled this video.
I
that's mean. I'm not even involved. I was on your side.
I'm not kidding.
Okay, Joe.
Sorry.
Real quick.
I'm also on Joe's side.
What the fuck? How did that happen?
It didn't happen.
She's fucking weird.
What?
Everyone turned on me at the same time.
Oh, I'm also
I'm
on
with
your
you,
side.
Royce, until you make me mad.
I thought you were on Joe's side. I was just going over to your guys' side.
Okay.
I didn't want to be alone.
Let's go back. Let's talk about the pillar.
I'm
of the
so lonely.
Let's talk about the pillar of the community right now. That's on the phone with us. What happened?
Is
here?
Is it an actual pillar?
No, it's just Joe. Now, what happened here? Before I play the videos, or do we need a background, or just play it?
I was. This is me in an incredibly good mood, actually.
Oh God!
By the way, you dropped from Hangout, so I can't watch the video if you're going to try and play it.
Oh, I did. Hold on. I'll make it pop back on for you.
I was on my way driving back from Brain Stew, and I was on Route 17 in New Jersey, which is a highway.
What's Brain Stew? Why don't you plug them a little bit?
Oh, that's a show on BrainStewRadio.com on Tuesday nights.
And who's on
before Dutch and Royce?
Yes, before Dutch and Royce.
It's with me, Hammy, and I forget who else.
And don't worry about it. You're not taking any listeners from More Like Radio at that time because it's Johnny Five, and I don't think you share audiences. I don't think
slightly different demographic.
Yeah, it's a slightly different demo. It's not exactly the same. Anyway,
am I the only one getting an echo? Like a double?
I'm not hearing an echo.
Yeah, you gotta mute your.
Is this
better? Just from you two?
Is this better?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
So yeah, I was driving back, had a good old time doing Brain Stew. We went out to the diner where there's another video I filmed. I didn't post yet. Where I, of course, fuck with some girls at a table at a diner. And I'm, you know, giggling to myself on my way home, and I decide I need some
cigarettes. Excuse me, pig. I held the door for you. Why didn't you say thank you? Why didn't you say thank you, you fucking slob? Yes. You. Hey, you fucking pig.
Oh, God, Joe.
I guess I was taking too long to explain. Okay, so
no.
I got to the gas station, and when I went in, I held the door open for this guy, and he didn't say thank you. So I went back in my car and I waited until he came out, and I just wanted to ask him a simple question.
Oh, God.
But I didn't like the fact that he ignored me.
Oh, God. Okay.
He looks like the guy started the conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say he's shaped like Dr. Robotnik.
at least I start the conversation out in a, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's very nice cordial and not aggressive at all.
Right.
So,
if you rewind at the beginning.
I'm going to rewind it right now. And I'm sorry it started playing by itself because Facebook does that. I pulled it up from Facebook.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah.
Anyway, for people that are not listening live or listening via TuneIn, let me explain something to you. This is outside of wow, cigarettes are expensive there. Jesus Christ.
That's actually cheap. It's Jersey.
All right. Well, anyway, outside of a convenience store. And
it's a gas station, yeah.
A convenience store, gas station, yeah. So you held the door
open. Split four hairs.
Tomato bodega.
All right. I'll play it.
Just play it.
Here we go.
Excuse me, pig. I held the door for you. Why didn't you say thank you? Why didn't you say thank you, you fucking slob? Yes. You. Hey, you fucking pig. I held the door for you. Why didn't you say thank you? You fucking slob.
Do you have something?
I hope diabetes takes your foot off, fucking pig. I will.
He yelled, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to call the cops. And I may or may not have had a tinge of Bud Light Platinum odor on my breath. So I took his advice and got the fuck out of there.
Okay, so
my favorite part is when he looks back at you after you called him a pig. And
I
then,
wish I could have zoomed in on his face.
And then you just confirmed, yes, I am talking to you, the only pig around. You are the pig I am referring to. Why didn't you thank me?
First of all, you're in the Northeast. Nobody says thank you for door holding open. You just want to get into a confrontation.
Some do. No, some do. And the main goal was, you know, to make a funny video.
Right.
But, I mean, who can't relate to that? Doesn't that annoy everyone?
Yeah.
Yes.
The door open, I don't pay attention.
Sometimes just mutter under my breath.
No,
welcome.
I absolutely always say thank you. I'm always, it's a pet peeve too for me, If someone doesn't say thank you to me, I get really upset.
Sometimes,
it's just one of those simple weird things where, try.
Or how about this? You know, here's another one.
Sometimes I just
when
like
you're driving,
pat them on the butt and say spank you.
Yeah. When you're driving and you let somebody in front of you, you expect the hand wave. You know, you expect the hey. You know,
if you don't
get that, you're like,
it's infuriating.
You're like, fuck that guy.
Or when you're driving and you're not supposed to stop, you have the right of way, but you stop anyway to let someone cross the street.
Yes.
Same thing. You want the thank you.
At least a nod or
the head
something.
Nod. Yeah. You want the head
some
nod.
Some acknowledgement. Yeah.
The head nod. The head nod is for walkers. The hand up to the head to wave behind you so the guy can see that, oh, I recognize that you saw that I let you in.
Yeah.
That's what's nice.
It's important.
It's very important.
Yeah. But
to all you new drivers out there, wave if someone lets you in, head nod if someone lets you walk.
Yeah, you know,
double bonus points if you wave with both hands.
Yes.
Ooh, jazz hands.
That makes it weird. Now you're making it weird.
Thank you.
So
please do that next time.
Thank you so much. Oh my god.
Oh god.
That would be adorable to overly react.
Yeah, but when I do it, it's not. Trust me, it wouldn't be adorable.
It's frightening when you do it.
Anyway,
so you think that guy learned his lesson?
No. I think he went home and cried, though.
It's like some psychopath was yelling at me.
Why? But you're right, though. I don't understand when there's like...
You called him a fat fuck.
He was fat, though.
I didn't say fat fuck, but I
was going to say...
If you started
cursing at him immediately, though. Like,
well, no, I just said, excuse me, pig. I wasn't cursing.
Okay, well, you know what I mean.
Excuse me, pig. I held the door for you. Why didn't you say thank you? Why didn't you say thank you, you fucking slob?
Oh, you said
there
fucking
you
go. Slob.
Yes.
You!
Hey, you fucking pig! I held the door for you. Why didn't you say thank you?
Now,
no one wants to be called a fucking pig.
A fucking pig.
What's
the very end, the last line. I wish, again, I could have zoomed in because the gas attendant's face, along with his, when I said this.
Did you have a cigarette in your mouth?
Yeah.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Oh, dude, we totally established that earlier.
Sorry, I apologize.
John and I both asked it.
I was pulling up videos. God damn it. Sorry.
You're playing one video. You're lying.
No, here's where the beef is. It's in that fat fuck's car.
On my other computer, I was pulling up other stories. I apologize.
Oh, stop rubbing your money in our faces.
Okay.
Yeah.
You fucking slob.
There. You fucking slob. Okay, so fair enough.
Not that one after that.
Just play it out, yeah.
I hope diabetes takes your foot off, you fucking pig. I will.
What did he say to you that you said, I will?
That's when he said, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to call the cops.
And then you said, I will?
Yes. I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Now, Joe, I got a question.
Uh-huh.
You should have said thank you at that point. Thank you for your advice, sir.
Now, let's say in the beginning of the video, when you say, hey, you know, if he would have said, oh, I'm sorry, thank you, or just, oh, thank you, would this video
I wouldn't have been that aggressive, no.
No, but would the video dude, you didn't go, hey, I held the door for open for
well,
you.
Well, no,
hey, pig.
Right. I really didn't want to get to the root cause of what he was thinking. I was trying to make a funny video. But if he actually stopped and engaged in conversation, I wouldn't have yelled, you fucking pig, in his face.
It looked like his mindset was left foot, right foot.
Yeah, he just wanted to get out of the situation.
Maul said he walked away like Bigfoot in a Patterson film, which is actually very funny. Maybe he was busy, had things to do, places to go.
You never know.
Joe, have you ever thought of recording yelling nice things to people?
I don't know if that would be humorous or if I'm capable.
That actually would be really funny.
It would be very funny to angrily yell nice things
Joe,
to people.
Yeah, you add Joe has a good sin, but you're saying complimentary things.
You know what? I'm going to try that.
You're like, that's hey, a fucking thank you very nice much. Hey, shirt. Jesus loves you.
There you go.
You're so fucking beautiful.
That is a really good idea.
You're welcome.
I'm going to do it.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Hey, that fucking shirt, it looks good on you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, vertical stripes are your thing. They make you look very slimming.
Very fucking slimming.
I'm seriously going to take that idea.
Yeah, go for it. It's all yours.
Please do.
You're going to execute it.
I'm not
going to
yell at people. That's more your thing.
That's a good bell. It really hides your fupa.
Here we go. And then you just hashtag it like aggressive compliments.
I like it.
Aggressive compliments.
I'm doing the pee-pee dance in my chair. Can I be right back?
Go pee.
Yes, you may pee.
Go make your pee-pee.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Anywho. Anywhere. Anywhy.
Any whom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Huh?
Okay. Butte man arrested after calling cops to complain he was ripped off a meth deal.
What?
Wait.
A Butte man is in jail after he called police Wednesday to report he got ripped off while trying to buy methamphetamine.
Hey, she just said what you just said.
Police allege 31-year-old Dean May Jr. called police that evening to report he paid $60 to a female to buy the illegal drug.
Dean May Jr. sound like somebody who should be in a Rat Pack?
Yeah, yeah. Or some sort of boxer.
There you go.
Money, according to him. Police determined May was intoxicated and under the influence of meth, which was a violation of his probation and placed him under arrest.
Of course he was on probation.
Now, meth doesn't make you paranoid, so why?
No, but getting gypped does.
No, I know, but where's Butte? Butte is where?
Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
Well, no, this says Montana.
Well, then why'd you ask us if you had it there?
Well, I was looking, you fucking
asshole.
We don't
know where Butte is. We're just throwing out states.
What about Crested Butte?
That's in Colorado.
Okay.
It's a ski resort. Overrated and very expensive.
How do you know that?
Because I live here.
Have you been
to
it?
That's where he gets meth from.
That's where you buy your meth?
No, not meth. No, Crested Butte.
Do you buy meth at Crested Butte? That's weird.
No, if I was going to buy meth, I'd probably just do it here in town.
You would just go down to the local meth dealer. Do you ever wonder that? Not that I want.
Yeah, how do you get meth? I don't know where to even go to.
Yeah,
get
yeah. That's a very good question. Okay, that's a good question. If you, because you know, there's drugs that you know how to get, but you know, there's the other drugs. Like I wouldn't know, and I wouldn't know. Maybe Coletta may know more than me, but I wouldn't know.
Almost definitely
where to score heroin. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't know where to go.
To ask or how you would actually address it.
Right. Like I wouldn't even know
without
how to
sounding
start.
Like a corny like white guy.
Right.
Where I could get some heroin.
Yeah.
You don't have a neighborhood by you that almost everyone does that, you know.
Has the drug dealers?
Yeah, I mean like okay, local reference, but Patterson and or Newark in my area.
Okay.
If you just drive through, you'll have guys standing outside yelling, "Yo, I got that kush. I got that." And then from there, you go, you know, you get any blow? No, you go to, and then they tell you which street
to
go.
Oh, so it's like a telephone thing. Okay.
Yeah.
You're in the tri-state area. That's a little, you know, more understandable.
Right. No,
you
know, yeah.
True. Yeah.
But yeah, like, I wouldn't know who to ask, because I don't want to just drive through a bad neighborhood and get murdered, because they know I'm driving around with cash.
See, that's what you got to do, though.
That's the point, though. Like,
it's the risk you take.
They know you're driving around with cash.
I got my cell phone and $100 stolen once from being a fucking rube.
Oh, really?
One of my first times. Yeah. This is the biggest mistake. Kids, if you're going to do drugs, don't ever let a dealer in your car. Ever.
I even know that.
So I pick up this black guy. Well,
what if it's like an Uber driver?
Times have changed. I don't know, John. So I pick this guy up. On a corner, and he goes, "All right, yeah, I got the shit. It's in the apartment on the other street. Just drive me over there. I'll go grab it." Okay. He gets in the front seat. I drive, park along the sidewalk. He's about to get out, and he goes, "Oh, I need $100 to go grab it for my boy upstairs." All right. Uh-oh. Give him $100 bill. "Oh, shit, I ain't got my cell on me. Can I just use your phone to call him?" All right. He gets out of the car. 5 minutes goes by. 10 minutes goes by.
He just walked away going, dumb white motherfucker.
Yep. And it finally hit me.
Oh, he's
and
like,
I remember
how long?
I was
long?
Such a,
how many minutes?
After I finally drove away, probably 20, 25. But I remember I was in such a panic and disbelief that I drove to the nearest group of people that were standing. I think it was like a bus stop. It was the next street over. And I just kind of explained my situation and said,
"Why would you have
seen this guy?" I don't know. I was panicking. And I remember this old black woman doing the Italian palm under the throat, fungal, fuck you. She goes,
"No.
Oh, your stuff?" And does that gesture. And I'm like,
"Stupid motherfucker."
That's pretty much what she said.
How old were you at the time?
21.
Okay.
2021.
Jesus, Joe.
I know.
All right.
So dumb.
Crack. Like, I wouldn't know how to get crack. I wouldn't know how to.
It's very hard for, you know, just to start out. Like,
there's certain drugs that I would know where to get, like LSD. I would know where to get Molly. I would know where to get mushrooms. Like, I would know where to get that. But I wouldn't know when it gets harder stuff.
The harder shit, yeah.
I wouldn't know where to get it.
You're saying it's like it's a bad thing.
No, no, no. I'm curious. Not that I want. I'm not curious into doing
as
heroin.
As a consumer.
As a consumer. Thank you.
As a future possible consumer.
As
an educated consumer, Joe.
Someone who doesn't want to get coletted.
Yeah.
You would want to know these things.
I want.
Shut the term.
It is now.
It's akin to window shopping. You have no intention to buy, but you just want to know what's
there.
Where.
You want all the options there. You know, like, let's say one day as a free libertarian U.S. citizen, right. I decide I want to do crack today.
Well, this is the reason why the Silk Road got so big.
That's a good point.
Was because the people who didn't know how to do the shit, but they wanted to do the drugs, so they just
so pissed I missed that Silk boat. Road.
That was huge, dude.
It was massive. Even I knew about it like before it. Yeah,
I had no idea until that shit story broke of them getting busted.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I knew about it beforehand because I was dealing ecstasy back in the day. Fun little story for you guys. I used to be a drug dealer.
What? Hold on. I didn't know this.
I told you guys this.
No.
I was a promoter. Okay. So like, you know how like with raves or concerts or whatever, you have like, you know, promotion companies. I was part of like, there was like a group of like five DJs. This is back in mid 2000s when raves were starting to hit huge and things like that. And I was part of this group of DJs and I was basically their promoter. Like my job was get girls to the shows because if girls are there, guys are going to come. So
in the pants.
And so on top of like, you know, doing promotion for them and like doing the flyer shit, going to clubs and saying, hey, what are you girls doing this weekend? You should come to this. You guys into techno. I was also an ecstasy dealer.
So
when ecstasy was before it was Molly.
So the guys you were working for would supply you with the shit?
No, I was the one helping supply them.
Oh,
okay. My whole point was
he was
that,
higher in the food chain.
People are going to come to a rave if they know chicks and drugs are there. So my job was to get both, and then I did them both very effectively. I told you guys this story. Like when I stopped was when we had Russian guy. Well, not Russian. He's Ukrainian guy.
Can't trust those fuckers.
He beat the shit. I watched him like literally almost beat the life out of a guy who owed him money. And I was like, I can't deal with this anymore. Like, I think you killed that guy. I don't know, but I think I was witness to a murder.
Oh, man.
So I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. This is over 7 years ago, so I can talk about this.
Right. Oh,
okay. No, that's fine. I was just.
How much money would you say you made doing that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And over how long, like time period?
$2.
Well, here's the thing is I really wasn't the dealer. I was just a distributor, basically.
You're the intermediary.
Backpedaling.
I was the one who got it for the group. And
still,
for
fine.
The parties.
How much?
I wasn't the one actually collecting any
Stop
cash.
Making an excuse. Know.
Dollar amount.
Let's see. Per party, maybe like $2,000. It wasn't
Holy
a ton.
Fuck.
These guys were making a lot more than I was.
I know, but that's not bad.
Yeah. These other guys were actually selling the stuff, the ones who actually had to go because they had a higher risk than I did because they were the ones who actually had to carry it on their person and go throughout the parties. And
because
the whole line was you go to people, you know, and be like, hey, you good
now as good? The middleman?
That's the
as
line.
The middleman, Dutch, you know, it's kind of accepted in the drug community. Did you skim some off the top?
I did not because
no.
Oh, no. Yeah. For myself. Okay. I would never. I always told them. I said, if I'm going to be the one picking up this package, I'm taking 5 pills, and they would just be like, "Okay, you're fine." So,
okay, so 2,005 pills.
Yeah,
it's not bad. That's really not bad.
Average. I mean, sometimes I'll make out with like 800, depending on how much whatever. It was a whole thing,
right? Supply and demand. I know how capitalism works.
So yeah, that's what I was. I did that for a little bit. I'm not proud of it, but
why?
Hey,
who cares?
Man,
I
at
would
the time,
be.
It was just. It was all about. Because I mean, I don't know. I looked at ecstasy. I never dealt into like, you know, the hard stuff like we were talking about earlier. Right. I never did coke or anything like that. It was just the rave drug, just ecstasy at the time. Because I just like knowing that people were having a good time and people wanted it. It wasn't like I was ruining lives because you can't get addicted to ecstasy because your body only produces so much serotonin.
I don't know about that.
Well, people can get addicted to the feeling, but physically you can't because your body can only produce so much serotonin. After a while, pills don't work anymore. So you have to wait till your body reproduces more serotonin. So I didn't. That's how I justified it in my head, Joe. So I didn't feel bad.
I think
about
so, but
that.
I'm pretty sure so. You can get addicted to it.
What? Yeah, no, of course. And whatever. Of course, the mental addiction is much bigger than the physical.
Right.
It's way more mental, and that's like I said, it's how I justified it myself. I'm not saying.
I understand.
So that's the reason why I didn't feel bad about doing that. But like whenever they were like, hey, do you want to do a package? I'm like, nope, I'm not doing coke. I'm not doing any other nonsense.
It's funny how ecstasy has become so passe now. You know, it's Molly now. That's all it is now.
Well, it's stepped on shit now. It took years for people to be like, oh, wait, we can make a lot more money by just putting it in powder form and just, you know, taking out a quarter of it and then just put it in baking soda. That's all it is now. It's just. They try to pass it off like, oh, no, it's in its purest form. No, it's not.
So you were distributing the medical grade stuff.
Oh, like straight. Well, this is back when cooks, like you got more people to buy from you if you were an ecstasy cook and you had your own like color and stamp on it. And people were like, okay. Oh, yeah, get the Blue Dolphins. They're amazing. And then you would know which cooks did those and they had their own thing. So.
Just like in the movie Go.
So they would go out of their way to try and make the best batch possible because people are going to keep coming back to you if you had really good pills and you had really good reviews at the club. Then I don't know what happened. Well, you know what happened was is that techno and dubstep and whatnot became popular. And now thousands and thousands more people were going to these things. And so it was just like, all right, we got to keep up with demand. So you just start pumping out. Tons of stuff. They're like, well, let's just put it in powder form and do essentially the same thing that they did with coke. Let's step on it and basically, you know, weaken it down, but tell people that it's pure. So.
Wow. That's like really specific. Jesus.
I feel like I'm talking about a lot of my drugs. Somebody else talk.
You know, I'm sad that I missed out on Quaaludes. They look like they were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
And there's fucking some shit ones, but there's not the real ones anymore, you know? I mean,
I've never sure there come is. Across were, shit ones. I've never if you were, heard if you of were someone.
To, like, if you were to dig, I'm sure you'd find it.
There's places in South America that shit that still make them, but they're fucking hard to get, but they're not good. From what I've heard, I've never tried them. From what I've heard,
but that is funny though, Dutch. I always thought I never tried the new Molly. I always thought that was like they say the purest version. Mm-hmm. I tried the pill tablet form of ecstasy. Two or three times, but my mistake was it was always from like the Village in New York City for $15. There was like three different price levels. It was 15, right. 20, and 30. I always went $15, and every time I got a fucking migraine, couldn't sleep, and I was like just chewing on my own teeth. It sucked.
Well, that's another thing too, is that they will certain cooks would cut, because to make ecstasy work well, you have to have at least a quarter of it cut with another drug. That's what kind of dictates what type of a high you have, because ecstasy by itself is just kind of like, I feel good, but I don't really feel anything. When you combine that with either like mescaline, those are the best ones.
There was much too heroin, much amphetamines meth, in the shit I had. Yeah,
meth, amphetamine, any of that other stuff. You have to cut a part of it with something else. So you'd either have like an upper roll. They used to call it rolling back in the day. You have an upper roll or like a visual roll or like a, everything feels good. That's what, like I said, the mescaline ones were really popular. If you had a mescaline cook, those were the ones you wanted to go to. So,
I went 3 for 3 and gave up. I didn't get any, visions, euphoria. Like I said, just fucking migraines and.
Oh, dude, when I first started going to raves when I was 16, I was going to like one a month for a good number of years there. And it was always awesome every time. And then something just shifted. Well, not something. Then you want to know what it was? I think it was about the time that. Remember Dirty Vegas, The Days Go By song?
Sounds familiar.
It was from Crystal Method.
Hold on. Let's see.
Dirty Vegas was by the Crystal Method.
No. Dirty Vegas was a group.
You're not thinking of Death in Vegas, are you?
This song. You guys remember when this hit the radio?
Yeah, the Crystal Method.
This is the Crystal Method. This is Dirty Vegas.
Yeah.
No. Listen, the song is Days Go By. The band is Dirty Vegas.
I don't like this Abbott and Costello bit you're doing. It's bugging me.
So when this hit the radio, it was like kind of like the start of the snowball of techno music becoming popular on the radio. That's when a lot more people started. They're like, dude, do you guys hear about raves? Like, because before then it was all underground and it was kind of like you had to call a number the day of and they would give you a location. You'd show up and there was thousands of people. Then after this whole thing took off, tens of thousands of people started showing up to these things. And then they had to like, you know.
I guess it depends on the area. Because, I mean, you remember Limelight, for example, in the city was popular in the 90s.
Right.
When there was, you know, X and all that going on.
Well, Colorado was kind of, for a while there, was like the destination for raves for a while there. Like the biggest DJs would be, you know, Red Rocks. It used to be called Rave at the Rocks. Now it's called Global Dance Festival, and it's turned into this three-day event.
They had to change the name.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, well, after a while, like, you know, the Colorado government was like, all right, we got to put a fucking clamp down because there's a rave happening, you know, out in the middle of nowhere in a warehouse.
Oh, so many clubs just got shut down completely.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. I was there for like all of that nonsense. Like I'm a dinosaur of the techno community because I haven't been back in a long time. And the last time I went was with my younger brother. It was about 3 years ago. And I was like, you know what? I'll give it one more shot. I'll see. And I went and that's when I first tried Molly. And that's when I was like, oh, God, this is fucking baking soda and a little bit of MDMA. Like this is horrible.
But see, I had the chance to. There was one of my friends that had it, and I, you know, it was a clear capsule, and it was like almost halfway filled with powder. And I'm like, I don't know what's in that. And believe it or not, I went, I'm not taking that. No, I know it sounds crazy because I don't know what's in like a compressed pill of E either that I took.
For some reason,
but still, it's
that
seeing
more.
That powder and shaking it around is like, no, it's just yeah.
I'm actually surprised that Ultra Fest is still a thing, Dutch.
Ultra is huge.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Joe, you should be. I told you that Pearl Jam is headlining Bonnaroo.
I know. I should be.
And,
you got to go?
Marie and I already got our tickets.
When did they go on sale?
They went on sale.
Oh, they did already?
About a month ago. Well, there's different tiers. So there's plenty. There's 90.
All right. I'll have to check it out.
But anyway. Yeah, Pearl Jam is headlining for the first time in I don't know how many years. I'm like, God, that sucks. I don't like Pearl Jam at all. I mean, at all. So
of course, I laughed straight in his face.
Yeah.
The moment I heard it, I was like, oh, it's your favorite band.
Yeah. She really did laugh right in my face.
You should go. You guys should all go. It'd be like a fun little MLR event.
I pointed it straight into his nose, and I just laughed straight in his face.
Such a mean person.
I am a loving person.
Are you?
Yes. I love to laugh.
I have yet to see that.
At other people.
At other people, yeah. You love to laugh at other people all the time.
Yeah, misfortune, you love that shit.
In their faces. I love to laugh in their faces.
Well, here's I wanted to... One thing before we go to break. Netflix, Netflix ratings were revealed for the first time ever by NBC.
Oh, somebody got a leaked or something?
Leaked them, apparently.
Netflix's ratings, what? Like, how many people watch Netflix compared to...
Right, they've held the... They never said their ratings.
Ever. Oh, not subscribers.
No.
So it's not Netflix's ratings.
How many
ratings.
People watch each show?
So know? It's not like what a show is rated that you rate on Netflix, like 1 to 5 stars. It's like the actual numbers...
of each show.
Got it.
But again, not numbers of subscribers.
No.
Okay.
According to this data measuring September through December, Marvel's Jessica Jones averaged 4.8 million viewers. The drug kingpin thriller Narcos had 3.2 million.
This is all, of course, entire season, not per episode, right?
That's correct. This is entire season.
Okay.
Master of None had 3.9 million. None of these titles is Netflix's most popular show. However, in the rare bit of insight, Netflix has previously known the biggest show is Orange is the New Black, which drops in summer outside of the study sample period. He also pointed out that Amazon's Nazi fantasy Man in the High Castle, great show, by the way.
Amazing.
Had 2.1 million viewers. If accurate, these numbers are far less than NBC hits like The Voice and Blindspot, which each average 9 million viewers. Still, the Netflix...
Yeah, but that's skewed Arbitron shit.
Yep. Still, the Netflix ratings in particular are quite respectable when compared to many cable network dramas.
Yeah, it's respectable. It's not surprisingly high.
Couple things that you have to take into account with Netflix. How many people shared their Netflix password? So,
yeah.
And that does affect it because it's per account.
Oh, okay. So that might triple everything.
Well,
you can
not
have
everything,
up to,
but you know.
Well, because you can have up to three people logged in.
I don't think there's a limit, really. I wouldn't be surprised if that number is actually almost double.
You could have as many people as you want use your password. The problem is only three people at a time can watch a show.
Oh, at a time. Okay.
Watch a show. Well, Joe, you would know that. Giving out that password. Yeah. But anyway, Man of the High Castle had 2.1 million. That's actually not bad. And with Amazon, that's the same thing, you know? How many people have the log?
Yeah,
and
Amazon are like the newest to come to the streaming game.
Yeah, which...
As far as paid content.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
Which goes to show you whether they're... Even if, let's say, the numbers are accurate, it still shows you that model is making better shows, better content, and they don't need the same amount of viewers to stay afloat, like an NBC show, you know?
Right.
With NBC, if you don't have fucking 4 million viewers, you're fucked, you know? You can't have 3 million, they think it's a failure. But then if you look at cable networks, you know, a lot of shit on cable networks is gets what? I mean, what does Always Sunny get, for example? You know, I mean.
Well, all it's a sliding scale because with, you know, the major four networks, it's because that's free to everyone. Everybody can watch that at any time that they want. Whereas, you know, anything that's cable, that's all, you know, paid based through your, you know, your cable provider or your DirecTV or whatever. And then obviously with Netflix, that's all paid through the internet, which you have to have internet first to even do any of that. So the fact that Netflix is even in the same conversation is incredible.
I agree. Yeah, that's true. And the streaming, apparently it was NBC that leaked it.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Because they're Jews.
I believe
was it a network or just a guy who got the handle at NBC?
In a presentation at the Television Critics Association press tour Pasadena Wednesday, NBC's longtime analytics guru Alan Wurzel presented Netflix's ratings as estimated by technology company Symphony, which measures TV viewership among its sample group using audio content recognition technology.
Alan!
Software loaded to these users' phones that tracks the viewership by capturing the sound of the programs they watch.
This is boring.
Apparently, it's like.
I'm glad you said it because I was falling asleep halfway through it too.
Apparently, it's like the Shazam program, except it's for it listens to whatever you're watching, and that's how they. That is. It sounds like Netflix probably.
Even
has
your
more.
Explanation is boring.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm sorry.
She's a really nice person.
She's such a cunt. Holy crap.
She's such a super lady.
Jesus Christ.
Just say magic.
All right. Forget it. We don't need to talk about it. I don't care. No, it's fine. You know what? Joe, you're more than welcome to stay for the second hour if you like. So we are going to go to break now.
I can stay for a little bit. Sure.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Marie, you fucking bitch. Come on. I'm glad that happened.
Remix. The new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite Warlife Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to warlikeradio.com/downloads. That's warlikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Thank you.
Jack and Doc Show every Saturday at noon Eastern.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. Nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe, Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean,
my
this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
original... Yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play.
I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed
off.
My
vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. You don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick.
It.
I'm just gonna read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudiced to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy.
Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, Cartman. What's going on? Aren't you going to, go do something about this new principal?
I've already got 4 days of detention. I don't want any more. I'm going to start following the rules.
But this isn't you, Cartman. Yeah, where's the Eric Cartman we know? The Eric Cartman we know breaks the rules, and he gets away with it. Just like his hero. Come on, who's your hero, Cartman?
Tom Brady.
Right, and what does Tom Brady do after breaking the rules?
Deny and subvert.
Yeah! Yeah, what? Well, what would Tom Brady say if he got caught shoplifting?
Everybody shoplifts, why are you coming down on me?
Yeah! You're Tom Brady, Cartman. And that new principal in there is the football commissioner trying to dictate his punishment to you. And what happens when an invulnerable cheater comes up against an elitist corporate dictator?
Perfect storm of hypocrisy that everyone in the country has to deal with for months on end.
Yeah!
You're right, guys. I'm gonna Tom Brady this thing.
Yeah!
I'm gonna say, you're not giving me 4 days of detention. You're only giving me one.
Yeah!
No, to hell with that. You're giving me no days detention. And then I'm gonna go home and f*** my hot wife, who's not even that hot. Kinda looks like a dude.
Yeah!
Thanks, guys. I almost forgot the lessons that football has taught us all. I can get around these pesky rules. Butters, I'm going to need your underwear.
Okay!
Second hour of Hippo Juice. Number to call it is 954-573-2780. Joining us this evening is Cousin Joe Coletta.
Hi.
You can listen to him tomorrow on morelikeradio.com.
Or tonight, right now.
Well, I mean, but I know he's here now, but I mean also tomorrow.
But he's here now. Why would I listen tomorrow?
I'm just trying to plug the guy.
Just thank you.
Am I on his show tomorrow?
No. 7 and 10.
So why would I listen?
Thursdays. Oh, see? Look at her. She's in rare form. Jesus Christ. Be me for no reason.
Not narcissistic at all.
No.
Are you drinking white wine?
No.
She's not even drinking. That's the scary part.
I'm sober.
That is scary then.
I'm much nicer when I drink, actually.
All right. Someone give her something to drink.
All right, guys.
After two glasses of wine, I'm like, I love all you guys so much.
That's when she becomes, I like to call her a liar. Okay.
I was going to say, when we were in Branson, whenever you started getting half liquored up, you just started attacking everybody.
Me? Your girlfriend gave me bruises on my knees.
Whoa.
I don't know if I want to
phrase it.
No, you do.
No, I know. Just on air. I don't
it
know
wasn't because of sex. It was because she wanted to be Chinese acrobats.
Yeah, they're trying to be Chinese acrobats, and it was very silly.
Okay, I was right. I didn't want to know.
See? There you go. Guys, something happened to our friend Al Roker.
What happened?
What did he do?
Did he get fatter?
No, but I'll
did
play
he get
story.
Thinner?
I'll play a story.
What'd
you do?
Are we echoing?
Hey, who's echoing? What's that about?
I don't know.
Oh, we're good now.
We're good now.
Okay.
That's every time we talk about Al Roker.
Al Roker does not like it.
No.
All right, let's see what happened to Al Roker.
Right now.
The Today Show's Al Roker is furious after he says a cab driver refused to pick him up. He tweeted, filed a complaint today after getting passed up again by a NYC yellow cab. Cabbie picked up a white guy a block away. Roker says he was...
Okay. Now, I don't want
to... happens all the time in the city. It doesn't matter what color you are. It just happens all the time.
It doesn't happen to celebrities.
What if
one recognizes him. He's no longer 600 pounds.
Now here's, okay. What if he just wasn't, maybe the cabbie wasn't racist. Maybe he just didn't like Al Roker as a person.
That too.
You know, what if that? Did you think about that? Maybe Al Roker's a dick.
He is the most lovable weatherman there is.
I beg to differ.
No, he's a dick.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a dick.
Oh, well, he's a fuck that douche. Guy.
Yeah. All right,
I'm with you.
Put it on more.
Cabbie picked up a white guy a block away. Roker said, what really
Dr.
hurts,
Pepper?
My 13-year-old boy was with me.
Maybe you shouldn't have named his son that. Maybe
he's a little old to have a 13-year-old boy, right?
Right. Wait, his son has Oh, am I echoing?
Is it echoing again?
Oh, no. Now it's not.
What's up?
I don't know.
Skype. That's on my end. Sorry.
It's okay. Oh. Let's go.
And asked why the cabbie passed us. A spokesman for the Taxi and Limousine Commission said, "We will investigate this thoroughly and take every appropriate action."
But that probably was spoken through a translator.
We're going to look into our 3.2 million cab drivers. We're going to interview them separately.
We're going to go and do this. We'll file the proper channels and we'll get back to you.
We're going to send 50 cab drivers along your route and see how many of them don't pick you up.
And yeah, fucking millionaire Al Roker, why don't you take an Uber like the rest of the world does?
Why doesn't he have his own personal driver?
Yeah, you know what? That's another good question. Take a fucking town car.
Every time his driver shows up, they're both confused as to who's supposed to be driving the car.
Oh, that's what. I see what you're saying. I see.
Whoa, Jesus. I get you.
Sorry.
If the hat falls off, you just don't know. Let me go.
The driver identified as Mahuba Rahman.
Sorry.
Where we just went.
I don't fucking care. Funny's funny. Okay. Back to this fucking racist cab driver.
Thoroughly and take every appropriate action.
Which is zero.
Driver identified as Mahuba Rahman told the Daily News.
Why is she talking like this?
Mahuba Rahman is the driver.
It's like she had marbles in her mouth.
It's all a misunderstanding. I tell you honestly, I didn't see him. Anybody would pick him. He looked like a gentleman.
She had every opportunity right there to put on a fake Indian accent to read that.
Yeah, she did.
She was trying so hard not to. I tell you, buddy.
Okay. Come on, guy. Come on, guy. You look good, guy.
This is a good day for brisk walk. You no need cab.
To the news, the driver...
Oh, you are Al Roker from TV. I hate you.
Has one past violation for
refusing
to pick
up. You're not fat
that
they'll recognize your face.
Al Roker really looks like a melted version of himself now, right?
Yes.
He stared into the Ark of the Covenant.
All right.
According to the news, the driver has one past violation for refusing to pick up a passenger.
So, yeah, Al Roker.
Tell me you put that sound effect in there.
No, what?
I didn't know.
No. Nope, that was their sound.
That was them.
Well, yeah, because Corbin Dallas didn't want to get any more strikes, so we had to pick up the white person because that was the fifth element.
No,
supreme being.
No, you're thinking of a move. Were the filters really long on the cigarettes? because then I'm positive you're thinking of the movie.
Okay.
Well, okay. Let's.
I'm still wondering why there were so many Russian cab drivers.
What? Yes. Okay. Because it was the future. The Middle East had taken care of itself.
Okay.
A 3-year-old Crystal River boy was found riding a motorized big wheel on US 19. Well, here.
Wait, parents' hearts stop. A 3-year-old boy in diapers riding his big wheel
on the major not
Bay
naked.
Area highway, not realizing the extreme danger he was facing. Luckily, other drivers did. ABC Action News.
They ran him off the road. And beat the shit out of him.
Heckling the shit out of him. You're not fooling around here, boy.
Reporter Jacqueline Iglesias spoke to witnesses who helped get that little boy to safety.
The speed limit between 44 and 55 miles.
What's wrong with her?
What's wrong with all these reporters?
He was facing. Luckily, other drivers did. ABC Action News reporter Jacqueline Iglesias spoke to witnesses who helped get that little boy to safety.
The speed limit between 44 and 55 miles per hour.
U.S. Cobra Cats Pay Bonita speaking. Just a moment.
S 19 in Crystal River can be a dangerous place for those behind the wheel. But a little boy decided to try and drive it for himself on his big wheel.
Little kid just looked like bewildered.
These pictures.
And he was white, so we didn't shoot him.
Showed this 3-year-old right after several cars boxed him in, but the little boy wasn't having it and tried driving off again.
I don't want to fuck up, get out of my way.
It's aggressive little fuck, isn't he?
I know. He was sure he could do it.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. How did he even get out here? How could he have...
Hold on.
Well, he big-wheeled out there, you idiot.
Hold on. We're getting into Man on the Street, which is my favorite of all interviews, because I didn't know what to think until this asshole that they interviewed on the street gave his opinion.
Hey, Marge, I'm riding this big wheel down US 19 to show how very dangerous it is for A, an adult to sit inside a big wheel, and B, to drive it down US 19. Back to you.
In all fairness, that big wheel looks like it can do 0 to 60 in like 5 seconds. It looks really
like...
How
could motorized?
Wait.
Yeah, it's a big wheel. It's like a power wheel. It's
power wheels and big wheels are completely different things.
Well, the video looks like it's motorized.
That is a power wheel, not a big wheel.
Well, wheels are the huge front tire, hence big wheel.
Get that woman fired.
In her go-go action Bronco.
Citrus County deputies say the little boy was able to unlock a door at his home Wednesday morning and escape while his father went to the bathroom.
What is this fucking
kid? He knows how a doorknob works? Holy shit.
They become self-aware.
Yeah, this is weird. This is a Terminator, I'm assuming. Or Batman. A young Batman.
Wearing just a diaper and a shirt, the little boy was able to make it a quarter of a mile away from home on his motorized big wheel.
This is horrible.
When questioned, the boy said, I just wanted some smokes.
I mean, I could not imagine. I really started thinking about my daughter, and I couldn't imagine.
Really? Really?
Think about my daughter.
Really?
And how these two should have like a play
they
date.
Totally hook up.
It sounds like he's thinking about dick in his mouth.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's what he calls his daughter. Okay, hold on. Let me just play.
Quarter of a mile away from home on his motorized big wheel.
This is horrible. I mean, I could not imagine.
What the fuck is a motorized big wheel?
Yeah, I'm still stuck on this too, Marie.
It's like a power wheel. Look, a power wheel.
Is it what they're showing in the chat? Like,
Yes, correct.
Those battery power.
Not a big wheel.
All right, Google search motorized big wheel, and you will find assholes riding this. Hold on, posting.
Marie is angry.
It is a motorized version of the little plastic big wheel that I originally posted.
He wasn't on that. He wasn't.
There you go.
That.
There's a motorized
big wheel. No, that's called a tricycle. That's a fucking tricycle.
No, man, they're called trikes.
All right. Let me.
This asshole needs to get her facts straight.
About my daughter, and I couldn't imagine her being out on the highway like that, you know, driving her big wheel.
The little boy's father.
Okay, but this is a really rare story. This isn't an epidemic. Calm down, guy on the street.
I should have.
There's
gotten...
not just kids riding in fucking big wheels
if
on
I
the
knew...
highway.
I think they're calling it big wheel because if they say power wheel, they might get sued.
I don't think that's how it is. It's new.
If I knew that my 3-year-old was going to be driving down US 19, I would have upgraded for the Hummer big wheel.
Yeah, you should have at least one with a seatbelt in it.
Showed up on a bicycle to the scene. Deputies didn't charge him, but DCF is now investigating.
The scary part of it, and any parent that goes through something like that,
is that he was a vampire.
Would just be sick to their stomach.
The little boy was not hurt.
He escaped a disaster. He really did.
In Crystal River, Jacqueline Inglace, ABC Action.
All right. So, listen, it happens. What are you going to do? I look at it the other way. It's nice to see a kid doing something outdoors with all the entertainment and distraction they have.
For real.
Yeah.
And how are you going to give
again? Three?
Three, yeah.
That's... And how are you going to give a kid a working car and an access to a nearby road and not think that he should be driving it down there?
And access to a doorknob, lest you forget.
Yes. Yeah.
How?
Do you think they took it to the impound?
Do you think that if he had one of those like faux police big wheels... Or power wheels that he would have gotten arrested for being a police impersonator?
No, he was white. He's fine. Like, if you're white and you do a crime, well,
get
that's.
Get off the damn chair!
Sorry.
That's.
I hit that. That was the accent. Sorry.
Get off the shed.
Somehow mistaken sound drops work.
Yeah, they do. That was.
I really didn't mean to do that.
I don't know how, but yeah. I know, but yeah. I'm just saying.
It's that, you know, for those of you who don't know, internet shows usually use SoundPlant as their where they put all their sound drops, and it basically turns your keyboard into a soundboard. But the problem is that if you don't minimize out of it,
you go and to you try and type.
Yeah.
Any key is a sound.
Any key is a sound.
Wait, where's the any key?
Okay.
There isn't any key.
Waffle House fires two workers caught styling their hair in the kitchen after customers had to pull.
I had Waffle House this morning.
Whoa, to Waho?
Waffle House fires two workers caught styling hair in the kitchen after customers had to pull strands out of his mouth.
Can I guess how they were trying to do their hair?
Well, you can. Oh. Here, I have the video. I can play it.
I bet. No, I wanted to guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Are they putting their hair inside the waffle irons to do crimping?
Okay. Yes.
That's. I don't think so.
I would say yes.
But we don't know. You know what? Maybe.
You want that Belgian waffle crimp?
I think what they're doing is they're using...
That was quick, Maul.
They're using the mixer. And, yeah, no, that's a picture that she posted in the chat. Okay, let's go ahead.
All right, we know it's the dinner hour, so here is a appetite buster alert, shall we?
Then why would you do it?
Because
what's the dinner hour? 6 o'clock? We're not 100.
That's the time that they're on, so that's the time when they're
really
going to spoil.
Fucking local news is just the internet for old people, right?
I like to call it yokel news.
Oh, God, I hate you. I hate you.
No, you don't.
I love you.
Thank you.
All right, we know it's the dinner hour, is an appetite buster alert, shall we say. Two Waffle House workers in Forest City, Arkansas are busted for doing their hair in the restaurant's kitchen in front of customers. That video is...
You know, we've talked about this before, but what's with the new trend of black female reporter and then older male reporter? That's like the new thing.
Because they
figured out a winning combo.
Yeah.
Well, it's mainly it's and we've played them a few times. It's that
a lot.
That morning team from Philadelphia.
Yep,
who are really funny. Like, yeah, people are like, okay, let's just do what those two do.
So. Right.
Going viral.
Well, WREG's Michael Quander went to Arkansas to talk with the man who shot the Weaves and Waffles video.
Weaves and Waffles.
Oh God.
At least it really rolled off her tongue.
Yeah, it did. And she's black, so she should have said it better.
A couple of Forest City Waffle House customers say they got more than they expected with their meal.
Junior reporter Tom Nicholson. Jesus Christ. Kid's fucking 14 years old. Who's doing this? His voice is terrible.
He was just coughing.
Really? That's the best guy they found? That's the best guy on the street? They were at a Waffle House. So you know what? And it was daytime. So I don't know how people even go. I thought Waffle House is
all
only
they could find.
I thought Waffle House is only open when you're drunk at like 4 a.m.
But it's the other thing too. Like what do you expect? It's a fucking Waffle House.
Now, everyone knows. Waffle House is everywhere, right? Everyone knows what a Waffle House is.
No, it's not everywhere.
I don't think it's really up by me. I mean, we have a large IHOP population.
Well, okay, you've seen Breaking Bad, obviously. Waffle House, they talk about
it. No, I've heard of it. Yeah, there's just none around me.
It's just a shitty diner. You know, it's a shitty chain diner.
Like a shitty Denny's? Shittier Denny's?
Worse
shittier Denny's.
Except the the whole kitchen and the dining room are in the same room.
Hold on. I think,
you know what they say, plain in sight, must be right.
I think Waffle Houses have different reputations in different states, though. I think north of Florida, they're actually...
fine dining.
Yeah.
They're revered.
And in Florida, they're just murder houses.
Yeah.
Kill houses.
The Waffle House right by the Burger King that I used to work at shut down for a month because somebody was murdered in their freezer.
It was a massacre.
Yeah. This is true.
It wasn't in the freezer. The manager locked themselves in the freezer and anybody that was outside in the dining area was slaughtered.
Was killed. Yeah, that's right.
What? Waffle House massacre.
This is many.
And then they called it the murder house.
Yeah, we called it the murder house from then on out. But this is many years ago. Jesus, fucking a while ago. Was it the 90s? Anyway, but yeah, it's...
I'm still intrigued, though, to look this up now.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
All
right,
I will.
Okay.
Anyways.
Let's go back to Antonio Robinson.
The noise is like...
More than they expected with their meals.
It was just coughing. Making noises like that.
Antonio
Robinson says his friend found hair in his food early Friday morning.
When I looked up at him, he went to pulling out strings of hair out of his mouth.
And well, he saw this moments later and started recording on his cell phone.
She dipped her head down in the pot, and when it came back up, she was drying it off with one of the towels.
Health inspectors confirmed the video shows two Waffle House employees doing hair in the same place food is cooked for customers.
I see people do that in the house.
Oh, here, someone sent it to me. A grisly murder robbery at the Davey Waffle House supposedly sparked some paranormal... Okay, these are people talking that it was haunted, but it was a murder robbery.
This is a website from hauntedplaces.org.
Okay, here it is. Sun Sentinel, October 9th. 2003, Barbara Nunn had a sickening feeling when she was going to die. Trapped in a freezer at the Davey Waffle House with two coworkers and two men robbed the store. She knew she couldn't identify the bandits, and then they figured there was no way that, whatever their names are, he's going to kill us, blah, blah, blah. Part of her minutes later, all three had been shot. The sole survivor, though, suffers from partial loss of vision, hearing, and smell.
It's Ryan Gerhardt.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it sounds like, right?
Yep. At first.
Yeah. So, yeah, 2003, that's when it was, John, 2003. And, yeah, ever since then, it's, like, been a weird thing. Like, people still go
Wait,
there.
Wait, 2003 or 2002?
2003.
I'm seeing 2002.
Oh, you're right, 2002, I'm sorry. Anyway.
The guy went to rob the place and figured he can't have any witnesses, so he killed everyone?
Right. There wasn't a lot of people in the dining room. It was three people. Three people were shot, two died.
Okay. Oh, so it's a happy story. Okay. I was confused.
Yeah. No, it's not a happy story. People are still
dead. Yeah, everyone got their double cover smothered.
That's a menu item. And see, no, they were smothered in blood because they were shot. All right.
And blueberry sauce.
No, they didn't have.
No, it was more like a raspberry.
First off, they don't have those sauces there. That's only at IHOP. Fucking Waffle House does not have flavored syrups.
Yeah.
No, sir.
They did that day.
We have Jesus.
Oh, come on.
We have prepackaged jellies if you want to put that on. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just regular syrup.
And the butter that doesn't have an expiration date, the one that's in the little packages.
Shortening, basically.
Yeah,
the ones are in the freezer with the dead guy.
Yeah, there. That's where they are.
Right.
Right. And it happened right next to my fucking Burger King. I mean, literally in the same shopping center.
Wow.
But, you know, shit happens. What are you going to do?
But to get back to the original story, now, I'm not watching the video. Yeah. Is this like an oil fryer thing they're dipping their hair in? I mean, what is this?
I don't know. They're not showing in the video. It's just the guy talking.
The
right
video
now.
Had what looked like somebody was pulling on hair with a rag around the hair. So it's possible that they oiled the rag to
like there had to be some kind of grease.
Yeah,
involved,
the glisten. You wanted the glisten, like the soul glow look, right?
Either way, their hair was going to be falling out because it's horrible to do that kind of stuff to your hair.
Well, they don't care.
Afro Sheen's expensive, man. That's like $1.99 for like 5 gallon jug of it.
I just cut it short and then get extensions when I need to go out to prom.
All right, let's put a little bit more here.
Just in things like that, but for a restaurant, I don't know.
Well, St. Francis County Health Inspectors tell me they're launching a full investigation.
This is the well speaking black guy. Is the guy? Mm-hmm. This is the translator right here.
I understood what he's saying.
Oh.
To this video, they tell me anytime hair is done in the kitchen of a restaurant, it is a health violation. We took the problem straight to the store's manager. He wouldn't let our cameras inside, but told WREG the employees in the video were fired.
I mean, is that acceptable at all?
Not acceptable. That's why we turned.
Oh my God, that's the manager?
Yeah.
Oof.
Were you outraged at all when you saw it?
I was embarrassed, but it's all taken care of, and that's all I can say.
We were sent to the company's corporate offices in Atlanta, where a spokesperson said, we do not tolerate these behaviors and strive to provide a clean, safe environment for all of our customers.
Well, Just kidding. It's
everybody. Dictated but not written, Al Waffle House.
Just kidding. It's a Waffle House.
Because I was going to say, like, I think everybody knows that you know, it's obviously a franchised thing. What are they going to say? Obviously, yeah, we're not going to talk. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to come out and be like, oh, yeah, we love it when black girls do their hair over the fryer.
Yeah, like I've
said were you embarrassed? No, I actually got a heart on and I stuck my dick in that black hair water and started jerking off. I loved it.
When you're paying somebody minimum wage, they don't give a fuck about their job and they're going to do this nonsense on the job. I mean, how many more stories do we have to hear about with either this place or McDonald's or Burger King with all this other nonsense? So, like, why is this
so
news?
If we pay them $15 an hour, they're going to be better?
No, I'm not saying it's going to be better. I'm just saying that's what happens.
It's going to be better hair, at least.
Jesus Christ.
What?
I mean, every time I'm in a Waffle House, and I've said this before, but every time I'm in a Waffle House, it feels like I'm in a Coen Brothers movie.
Yes.
It's dim. It's dark. It's always like shit's about to go down. It's bad.
Can I ask why you go to Waffle Houses?
Last time I went was many years ago, Joe.
Dude,
I went
this morning. They know. I didn't go, but I called ahead and ordered. It's just
like reservations. You ordered reservations.
No. I ordered it to go.
I need a table for two. Your finest table by the bathroom.
Three eggs, bacon. Well,
you're in Colorado. Were there not 20 other options before you got to Waffle House?
Yeah, I've been to all of those this month. And this morning I had a hankering for just like regular shitty Waffle House cooking. So
a hankering just when I thought the story couldn't get worse.
Yeah, all right. he's got hunger pains because he's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? People can, you know, learn from this and be clean everywhere. Keep people from getting sick. Reporting in
be clean everywhere. Make sure you wash your butthole.
Also, my mixtape's dropping. I want to plug it real quick.
Michael Quandre, WREG, News Channel 3.
Well, WREG just obtained a copy of the health inspection report from this afternoon.
Jesus,
the business
they're
passed.
Delving way too much
investigators
into
only noted that
it's slow news week.
Yeah.
But wait, what was the health report? Did they get 100?
No, actually.
Did they get an A+?
I don't think that's what they got, Joe.
No?
I don't think they got an A+.
Oh. On the waffle scale, one out of five waffles.
Okay. Well, in relation to that, we were talking during, you know, the jam things that you were talking about, Dutch, in the Waffle House. Somebody did a study and figured out.
Are you talking about the little packaged jellies? Yeah.
Somebody did a study and figured out what's the expiration date, because on these prepackaged things, like, you know, when you leave a fast food place, you always grab
the ketchup packets, yeah. Everything. There's never an expiration date.
Right. I think I talked about it on your show, actually, last time.
I think so.
Well, Joe, adding to that, they have expiration dates, apparently.
Oh.
I didn't know this.
You want me to take this one?
Sure, go ahead.
Sauce packets, the dabbles of vinegar and tomato puree that make up ketchup, the emulsified eggs and oil bound together in the average mayonnaise, or the soy sauce from your last takeout order, seem to be the Forrest Gump of the fast food world. With every milestone or major industry
they're
event,
retarded.
Okay, you have to go down.
You never know what you're gonna get.
It's too much. Just let me scroll down to the expiration dates.
Oh
no! Again, this goes for sum up. This goes for all ketchup, mayo, and
right. Generic. Any okay. Prepackaged ketchup. Okay, prepackaged ketchup, 7 months. Chopped
7 months from what though? How do you know how
long?
Yeah,
how do you know when to put there? Do they print a birth date on these things?
No, they don't. You don't know. You don't know how long they've been there.
Oh, so you should never use
them. Wait, what is that? Is that tartar sauce?
Me?
Yeah.
No, this is light mayonnaise from McDonald's. Oh, on the back seat.
Well, I will have you know, sir, that light mayonnaise lasts 8 months.
Oh, this is garbage.
Yeah. 8 months. Now, the thing is, I'll tell you this. From working at a fast food place, usually the ketchup isn't that old. It's usually not sitting there. It goes pretty fast. So I could say that much, but the ketchup is 7 months. Apparently, chopped onions is 7 months.
I've never seen chopped onions
neither.
In a package.
Me neither. Fat-free mayo is 8 months. Mayonnaise is 8 months. Relish is nine.
Yeah, what about relish?
I've
relish
seen that.
The thought
9 months. Mild taco sauce 9 months. Hot taco sauce is only 4 months.
Why is hot?
I don't know why. Yellow mustard 9 months. Barbecue sauce 9 months, steak sauce.
Basically under a year.
Yeah.
On all of these.
Yeah, don't
things.
Wait over a year. Actually, don't wait over 9 months. Nothing.
But here's the thing.
Bullshit. It's probably
gets
still fine.
In your possession. That's
right. That's why
you don't
I would
know
go
how
with like
long
5 months.
Existed.
Yeah, I would go 4 or 5 months tops.
Yeah.
You think like here's what I say. I think ketchup never expires. I think you get a ketchup package from 3 months ago and it's still from 3 years ago and it's fine.
No, I'm not
dude,
doing
listen.
That.
You want to make a bet? I will eat 3-year-old ketchup right now.
I have a drawer in my office that I have dedicated to just like condiment packages.
Dude, same thing in my job, and I guarantee you because you know, they
throw
get
them all
up.
Out tomorrow.
But the thing is, when you keep adding more and more, you don't separate the new from the old. They'll get mixed in.
Oh, yeah. They're all because I just assume they have enough preservatives in there to last a lifetime. But now I'm being told 9 months.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Apparently, that's how long that they're that they expire. But I mean, yes, you said you don't know. But I
would explain.
But now
diarrhea.
Who put this out? Did one of their companies put it out as like a cover your ass kind of thing? Or is just... Like someone did a test.
Somebody actually here. It says it here. The number of packets. Blah blah blah. The Consumerist is the one that did it.
Mm.
They basically put a test and they contacted these people and said what the expiration's supposed to be.
Now, does it extend the life of said packet if you were to put them in the fridge?
I was wondering the same thing, so I started reading around to see if it was in there.
I don't think so
analysis.
Because I mean they. They don't come refrigerated. They're not made to be refrigerated.
No, they're not.
But anything refrigerated or anything cold,
I know what you mean.
Extends its life, so.
Mm, possibly.
Yeah, apparently the hot sauce is only 4 months because it loses its spiciness after 4 months.
Oh, okay. So that doesn't mean it's going to make you sick.
I was going to say, is it detrimental to you?
No, it just
sounds like it won't be as tasty, but I doubt any of these will make you sick.
They're not tasty to begin with. I mean,
well, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
What are you talking about? Taco Bell hot sauce is great.
Taco Bell hot sauce is okay. There's way better hot sauces.
Of course there's way better hot sauces, but any hot sauce is delicious.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like, think about, like, the last time you just had a random case of diarrhea and it wasn't you're just like, Jesus, was it the food that I ate? It probably was the condiment package that you put on it.
Well, Dutch, if I could speak for both of us, it's probably the beer we drink.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's probably the diarrhea. And for me, it's my IBS. I have that all the time, so I get diarrhea. But
I have that too, so imagine that.
Double.
Yep.
Those are great sitting on the toilet and a little rabbit pellet comes out. Isn't that fun?
Dude, I've been shitting grease all day today.
Yeah, you went to Waffle House for breakfast, obviously.
I know.
But it says apparently things like honey, salt, and sugar don't go bad. Which still, again, to me,
I wouldn't expect salt to go bad.
Well, honey doesn't go bad. They found
rice inside salt packets.
They found honey in King Tut's tomb, and it was still good. So
yeah, who ate that?
I did. It was delicious.
King
honey
Tut?
Doesn't go bad.
Great, now you're cursed, Royce.
Oh, I didn't know it was one of those things. Fuck.
Oh yeah, total curse.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I just wanted to watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He just wanted to watch WrestleMania.
It basically says before consuming the condiment, inspect the packaging.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it appears puffy or is damaged, toss it. When you open the packet, inspect it. If it has an odd color, texture,
now what if it odor, what if it has it. A syringe needle hole like the vial of blood from Making a Murderer? Should I then eat it still?
I don't know.
Submit it as evidence. It won't matter.
Oh, that's right. That judge whose calls are clearly paid off. I'll be like, nope.
A very impartial judge.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they shouldn't ever change judges when they go for appeals over the course of decades back and forth. You know, it should always be the same judge who's already made up his mind. That's very helpful to the judicial system.
Okay.
There's no way to say judicial without sounding drunk.
I wish.
I'm not even blaming you. Dutch said it earlier, too, but there's no way to say it without sounding drunk.
Judicial.
Yeah, but you thought it out first, but in a sentence, yeah.
Right.
System.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if that's the case with that whole thing with the condiment packages, why haven't these food companies been made to have some sort of like a little stamp, like we know when they seal the edges, have, you know, like a dye or something that, like, you know, seals it with the date that it was created? And then you can know, okay, this is 9 months old, throw it out.
Because at the point you're eating, people are not going to care. I would still use it.
I care now.
I think none of you will know the difference.
No.
Yeah, you're right. I don't eat fast food enough.
What's the fast food? You can use it like with anything.
No, but I don't go out to get
Dutch,
the packets.
I make my own sriracha, I'll have you know, sir.
It's not about you.
So I know that it's farm to table in my house. Farm to table.
Well, actually, in our house, it's farm to toilet.
Well, yeah, farm to toilet. Farm to toilet, Dutch.
How about gun to bullet?
No, you see, you ruined it. We were having a good time, and you just did that. Why?
Sorry.
Dutch, I'm going to make you sad.
How?
One Direction is splitting up.
Wait.
What? Extended
what?
They were still together?
Extended hiatus.
Oh, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
I'm afraid so.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, they are breaking up. So let's, you know what?
No, God!
Dutch, they are breaking up. But you know what? Let's hear what the fans have to say, because One Direction fans are very well spoken. So you want to hear them?
They have those?
All right.
Oh, my God, please.
Yeah. Right here.
Not so loud.
Well, not my fault. The stupid video.
It's my boys.
Well, I meant plural, and it was more than one.
Oh, dude, there's a lot of us. You a Directionite?
By the way, a bunch of us, Dutch, you're a grown man. These are like 15-year-old girls.
And?
We'll be hearing much more of that because Directioners, I am sorry to inform you.
Directioners? Directioners?
I said Directionite. I'm sorry, I fucked that up.
That One Direction are over.
Wow, that's loud.
That's right. Harry Styles, Liam Payne, Louis Tomlinson, and Niall Horan decided to turn their temporary hiatus into a...
I don't know who they are either, Joe. I won't lie to you.
Oh, not the horn dog.
permanent one. A source told Us Weekly that the members decided to not renew their recording contract and that the 1D thing just ran its course. They'll remain friends, but they are exhausted and want solo careers.
Yeah, good luck with that shit.
They're not friends. They probably have some big fight, but they're just playing it off so their solo career is not affected.
Yeah, they're put together by Britain's Got Talent.
15 was a roller coaster year for the former boy band. In March, Zayn Malik permanently left the group to be a normal 22-year-old, aka make a solo album. Louis revealed that he was expecting a baby with LA stylist Brianna Jungwirth, and the group released their fifth and final album, Made in the AM. But fear not, fans, we haven't seen the last of.
Yeah, they made apparently a lot.
They're one of the biggest selling bands out there. Like, yes. I'm not even joking.
For like a month.
No, for five albums worth.
No.
You underestimate how many 15-year-old girls there are, John.
Dude, yeah. Did you not remember like the whole just boy bands in general are huge moneymakers. So.
I thought that whole genre went away after I graduated high school.
No.
Boy bands.
Nope. You just got older. That whole thing.
I just got older and stopped paying attention because that could be totally the case.
And also, a lot of them moved to Britain.
Yep. That's a good point. A lot of them are in England now. They're not come more.
Have you seen One Direction? They're so dreamy.
Insider tells us that Harry is launching a career in acting and singing.
Oh!
And as for the.
Oh, he's going to be a porn star.
Maybe they just saw Joe Jonas being successful with his own thing and they thought, well, the Jonas Brothers could break up. Then
Nick
maybe.
Is way more successful than Joe.
You think so?
Let's be honest here.
I'm not going to debate you here.
I'll be honest. I'm not nauseous. You know their names.
I'm not going to debate you here, Jerry.
How do you not know this?
Oh, because it's not Pearl Jam.
Oh, good point.
Thank you.
The others, Niall plans to do a bit of traveling while Louis plans to continue writing new music with Liam Payne, who a source says is really interested in songwriting and production.
Okay, I don't care anymore.
But mostly interested in pussy.
Jeez.
Doubtful.
How could you not like this joke? You love it.
My stomach is turning.
That's awesome, though.
All right, guys, I want to talk about.
I'm bummed.
I want to talk about our old friend. I'm going to cheer you up. Our old friend, Pat Robertson.
Oh, Patty Pat.
Oh, what's he up to these days?
Well, you know.
Action Pat Robertson?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Chris?
That's Patrick.
I was ready. I got it. To party. And anyway, I was watching.
You appreciate that.
I was watching the 700 Club recently.
For enlightenment purposes only, I'm sure.
Right, of course, because I want to become stronger with the Lord. And some young lady sent him a letter. I'll let him speak for himself. I'm not going to speak for
guy.
Him.
And who says, "Hi, I'm 14, and I grew up listening to rock music. Recently, I've been obsessed with the rock band. Some of their songs have some strange lyrics. Now, my dad is telling me that I should second guess listening to their music. I love Christian music too, but I find myself not letting go of my rock music because that's what I was born listening to. So, can I listen to both rock and Christian music? Please help."
This kid's retarded.
Now, why,
if this is a real letter, this kid is retarded. Now,
it's not a real letter. It's a setup letter.
What are we going to say Pat's going to
say? I think they
say?
All are, honestly.
What are we going to say? I agree. What are we going to say, Pat's? What do you think Pat's going to say?
I have a feeling he's going to say maybe the Christian rock band is okay to listen to, but all others are the devil's music.
Yes, Marie?
I think what he's going to say is don't listen to either and start listening to country.
Ooh, that's okay. I see what you're doing. I personally think he's going to say, R.I.P. Lemmy Motorhead for life.
John, what do you think he's going to say?
Any other guesses?
My name is Mud.
I don't think that's just the Primus song.
I don't think John was listening.
I think he's going to tell him to listen to One Direction.
No, he's not going to tell me. You don't know your beauty, you're lying, my
world like this is not the Pat Robertson show.
No, let's play.
That's not his intro.
It is now.
If it was, it would be hilarious.
If we
though.
Ever talk about Pat Robertson again,
it would be hilarious.
Oh, no. New bit started.
Fucking Joe, thanks.
What will I do?
Shit. God damn it.
Music, please help.
It depends on what rock you listen to.
Every time? Come on.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Yeah, you're lying. You're fucking lying.
My hands are up, stupid.
He's still going to do it again.
It depends on what rock you're listening to. I mean, some of the stuff is just evil. They used to talk about kill your parents and the.
Okay, what rock talked about kill your parents?
Kill your parents.
Yeah, what's he talking about?
I mean, even Manson, at his worst, never said kill your parents.
Cannot wait for the fucking baby boomers to die.
I can't
take them anymore. I can't take it.
Well, you're acting like every baby boomer is a religious psycho.
All four of my grandparents were until they died.
What's the definition of a baby boomer again?
Anybody who was born after World War II.
Between the 50s and 60s, right?
Basically people who came back from World War II and just had
just
to
fuck like crazy.
Yeah, to get that image of killing nips and krauts out of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so that explains the boom.
Baby boomers are born from 1946.
What gets you harder than the Holocaust?
1946 to 1964.
The Joe Coletta story. What gets you harder than the Holocaust?
I was going to say it should be a tagline for Cousin Joe show.
Yep.
There was a night.
Please don't do that. No, I don't want that tag.
It already had.
They were just some evil things, and they were.
I hate you.
I just want to get to it.
You don't like Pat Robinson and One Direction together?
No! It's the worst.
You don't like Pat Direction?
It's the worst.
I mean, some of the stuff is just evil. They used to talk about kill your parents, and they were just some evil things, and they were odes to Satan. And so you don't want that stuff coming into your mind.
Odes to Satan?
I finally thought I was going really deep in my head to think of a song where it talked about that. Soundgarden.
Okay.
I'll give you the
what song?
Song in a second. I'm pulling up right now.
It's an ode to Satan?
It's Hands All Over. It's an amazing song. Very early Soundgarden. Hands All Over.
Hey, John, now, how much you want to bet that this is an amazing song?
I will bet you five tacos.
It's got one of the greatest build-ups.
I bet
ever.
$1, Bob.
Okay. One of the greatest build-ups. And let me just, of course, throw in.
God.
Just listen. Of course.
This what was is a not, little bit? $1?
Yeah. This is not Chris Cornell telling people to kill their mother. It's a fucking.
Already.
What?
I'm going to play it.
Here. You and fucking grunge rock.
I'm giving an example.
Okay, what does this have to do with killing? Is there a line about killing parents?
The exact line is kill your mother.
Well, yeah, that's what I yell at people when I'm mad at them.
Listen, I'm just trying to prove Pat Robertson right for once.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you just did that.
Actually, again.
I like it, though. It's
I don't understand
song.
How. Okay.
Pretty cool song, though.
It really is. Hopefully, it's unknown.
All right, let's see what Pat has to say.
There's some beat that's out there that, you know, probably isn't all that bad. Although, in one Indian context, they were playing rock music, and the person said, why are you calling on the demons? Because that was the kind of music they used to you know, summon demons. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow.
What the hell is he babbling about?
I've been to
about?
A lot of rock concerts. I don't remember any of us in the audience ever summoning the demon.
Yeah,
are you Indian?
Maybe he's playing too much Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, what? You have to be a level 5 wizard to summon a demon?
Here's the thing.
First, you
got to
roll for initiative. A lot of people will cite Slayer and all that. It's like, do they not know that Slayer was being tongue in cheek with all? They were making
that's
a
what
joke.
I was getting at with the Soundgarden song. You know,
it's all tongue in cheek, and they actually take it for realsies.
They're eating people's tongues and cheeks.
There's so many people. Sorry, there's so many people that cite rock songs and don't understand that when a person is writing lyrics, they're not always talking from the first person point of view.
No,
right?
I mean, you think it's simple, but most people don't fucking understand that. Like Sex Type Thing, STP. When that came out, critics called it, you know, pro rape. Like, no, he's writing about a piece of shit, not himself, you douche.
Yeah, and how about Smack My Bitch Up? Prodigy. They got a lot of shit.
I do remember them getting a lot of shit when that first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to show the music video after 1 a.m. on MTV because it was too edgy. And now they'll just show
too hot for daytime.
Yeah, now they'll just show fucking blowjobs on fucking Jersey, whatever that show is.
Jersey again, Cuts, there it is. The official title.
No, Jersey whatever that is.
Use this to, you know, summon demons. Mm-hmm. So anyhow,
well, they don't, Pat.
Again, the evil in the world is so pervasive that we just need to stay in prayer. We need to stay in the Word of God.
That always works for everything.
Stay in prayer.
Yeah. You know, Pat might be right that people may be trying to use that music to summon demons. It's just not ever worked.
I don't even think anyone's trying.
No.
Need to have fellowship with one another.
Maybe the Native Americans, but I don't think they were just. But see, he's saying demons, probably their spirit, like they were very spiritual. I mean, fuck him. He's an idiot.
But the truth is, if we don't have any relation with that, we'll have to go out of the world. And, you know, it's just, you know, Paul said, I've got to eat with people who are idolaters.
I got to eat, God damn it.
He has to eat people?
Who idolaters.
Pat Robertson eats people?
Yep.
I've got to eat with people who are idolaters, and if I don't, then I...
Adulterers?
I know, idolaters.
What are idolaters?
Idolaters are people that idolize Billy Idol too much.
Oh, I didn't know that. They're called idolaters?
Indeed they are.
Oh, shit.
Praise Jesus.
I'll have to leave the world. So, you know, that's the way we live. So the Lord understands that. All right.
The Lord understands that. So
the Lord understands nothing.
I remember when I went to Christian school when I grew up.
Me too.
And, Joe, maybe.
Christian Bale
Joe
School.
Ordon.
He went to Christian 84. Bale School.
It was called CCD when I went.
Yeah, I went to Christian Bale School where they make you do a Batman impression all day.
Oh, good for you.
Now say it with me.
Oh, good for you.
I went to actual Christian school, OG Christian school, before Bale, BB. And I remember they read from us from this book, and it was a book.
Was it called the Bible?
No. I really, that book, first off, the movie was better.
Oh.
And secondly, no, this book, it was why, like, it basically had every rock band at the time, and you could, you know, look up why you shouldn't listen to them.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Mine wasn't that bad. That's what I wanted to.
Like, wow. We had a speaker come to our school and had like a seminar.
Yeah,
about
there you go.
Bad music.
Yep. And you know, they would say, like, you know, I'd be like, what about the band, you know, like Kiss? And they'd be like, oh, that means night and Satan service. Yep. I'm like, no, Kiss is just the most popular band. And the
honestly, do you remember after that took place, you and your friends, classmates going, wow, what a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, of course.
It made me want to listen to every band that they talked about.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
They Kiss. It's actually what got me into Alkaline Trio. because like, you guys know that band?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just chose
they,
not
when
to
they
acknowledge
first
them
came
they
out, when they first came out, they were on top of every Christian's list as far as like, are these guys worship Satan? Because all their songs were written in like the third person, like he always writes everything in like characters. And yeah, same thing what Joe was talking about.
Well, they hated Tool too.
Yep, Tool. Kiss, obviously.
I'm sure they loved Manson.
And Manson, Manson and Nine Inch Nails were always up there.
But do they still picket Manson concerts?
No,
they picket because he doesn't sound the same, and they're mad and they want their money back.
He got fat.
I just heard he doesn't sound the same anymore.
I really didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be on your side.
But I'll let you know that. Well, thank you, Joe. I really appreciate you being there for me.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I like fat gay prison Manson from Sons of Anarchy, though. Did you see that?
Oh, God. Yeah, that was weird.
He gained some
that
weight.
That kind of took me out of the episode.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's clearly Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Fucking what's
his face. It just didn't fit.
He was fucking what's his face.
Yeah, he couldn't fit in his jumpsuit either.
Fucked his face. Tattoo head.
Kurt Sutter.
No.
Oh, Juice.
Juice, yeah. He was fucking Juice in prison. Anyway.
OJ?
No, not that Juice.
Oh. Puerto Rican Juice.
Yeah, you big idiot.
The lighter
Royce.
Juice.
Oh.
No. Why don't
not
you...
Not from Concentrate.
Contains no
pulp.
I was going to swear to God, Joe, I was going to make the...
I heard you.
God
By the
damn
way,
it.
I accidentally grabbed... I was at the supermarket the other day. I accidentally grabbed extra pulp.
Oh, no.
I didn't
you
even
chew it?
The
Who
label.
The
just,
fuck wants to chew on their drink?
Dude,
like Grove
it's orange puree. That's what it was.
I don't understand.
It came out in like
that.
Lumps, and my girlfriend's looking at me going, what the fuck did you get? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Oops.
All right. Well, it's about time for us to wrap up, guys. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah, it flew right through. Thank you so much for listening. We get through all the stories. We'll get them to next week.
I am better than you.
No, wrong show.
Oh.
This second hour flew through everybody like Dutch with Waffle House, and fuck you.
That should be more wordy.
Oh, God.
It's a John Bomb!
There you go. First of the new year. Thank you.
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
All right.
That was not an accidental soundboard clip.
No,
that was the first clip. That was the first soundboard I ever made for this show.
So, God, wow, that really sucked the energy out of the room. Oof. Oh.
But I think the clip made up for it.
Let's end the show with, we played this a few weeks ago, but I wanted, since we were talking about evil bands, Joss Stone Temple Pilots. Joss Stone singing with Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, I actually like this.
Have you heard this, Joe?
Surprisingly, no.
Have you heard about this? Have you heard it?
No, Joss Stone is, correct?
No.
Well, she's this,
She?
She, yeah. Yeah.
She's more like a bluesy type of singer. She's young.
This is pretty good.
She's got a couple of Grammys. She's pretty good.
It was on Jimmy Kimmel with the rest of the band, obviously.
Wait, this was like a couple days ago?
Before he died. Okay. Yeah.
This is what drove him to suicide.
No. Well, maybe.
Don't make us play that clip again.
So are we getting out of here on this song?
Yeah, we're getting out of here on it.
So say goodbye.
I'm about to. I just wanted to kick in. Jesus Christ. Wow. Thank you. Maybe listen to it a little bit, then we'll end, you know, relax.
I don't know. Maybe be ready professional with how you end the show.
All right, guys. You know what?
Since
Dutch is
I didn't realize it was Dutch and Roy's tonight.
Yeah, no, apparently it is.
We trade off. On a
Sunday afternoon. What do you think, Joe? Do you like this?
Yeah. Not at all.
Of course not. All right,
like
guys.
Janis Joplin.
You could listen to Cranky Joe tomorrow on the Cousin Joe Show.
He's
7 to 10 cranky. p.m. More like radio.
I've been looking for a new name for the show. That's a good one.
We are going. I'm going to talk to you off air, Joe, later.
No, you're not.
So we could figure out. We're going to do a Making a Murderer special.
Definitely.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Man, we're out of here. Let's go out to this.